Now, for page two of Black Bear and MI6, Christopher Steele. Questions needed to be answered by the FBI. Why did Christopher Steele leave MI6 as Russia House desk officer in early 2009? Every deliberate action that happens, happens for a reason. Whether by design of individuals, or by the hand of God in affairs of mankind. Every action has a causality. It's only a question if such a revelation of the truth will have consequences far greater than the justification to prevent such an epiphany. For those who consider events as a coincidence, whereas such events perceived as accidents to earthquakes still apply to the initial thesis in determining if the event is deliberate, and thus so then, the coincidence may very well become part of the question of the consequential cost if the truth is revealed. In a separate white paper, I explain if information is power, then information or the truth being withheld or kept a secret, as some things are possible, is informational supremacy. The truth is, God knows everything, sees everything, understands all things both great and small. As for having a conversation with God to gain such insight, reflective to most documented biblical types of instances, never ends well for the people involved if God's demands are unfulfilled. Conversely, perhaps the greatest secret kept is the question whereas a mortal man, Pilate asked of a divine human being, Jesus, during his trial, what is truth? We know as a matter of Roman policy, a governor had the only power to decide life or death decisions, and were recorded in triplicate. One document for the governor, one to the Senate functions, whereas the third went to the emperor. Strange but true, Jesus' response is not included in the present-day Bible, or any of the other 32 popular versions before King James. When Tiberius learned of Jesus' execution, being denied the opportunity of requesting Jesus to heal his most beloved grandchild, called Pilate, back to Rome for his accountancy. Instead of being murdered or executed as feared, believed passed the robe of Jesus to Tiberius, a shroud that healed his grandchild. The most interesting part of the story was the connection between the most powerful man in the world at the time, Rome's emperor, and a centurion who knew Tiberius' grandchild could be healed existentially. The intelligence business has been in existence since the day power became the interpretation as a resolve, controlling other people. When Jesus exalted a centurion at Capernaum of having a faith greater than anyone found in Israel by not having to appear in person to perform the same miracle Tiberius was seeking, was resemblance in the emperor allowance to have the same centurion build a small temple with both the Star of David and the Roman Legion crest on each side of the entrance. Historians argue whether it was built before or after Jesus' birth at Bethlehem, whereas the most truly undisputable fact, both symbols were carved into stone at the same level, one on each side of the entrance, a death penalty under Roman law. The question arises, especially when serving any intelligence community chiefs, of how to keep the real story a secret and avoid a death sentence, or fail and tell a truth that's going to hurt, with certainty, not set you free. So, did the FBI or CIA analyst know the reason for Steele's early departure in 2009 from MI6 when determining 2016 Intelligence Community Assessment, ICA, for credibility? Was it for money? Perhaps such is the case involving Christopher Steele's reason for an early departure, to cut short the iconic 20-year career service distinction from a very successful British MI6 intelligence role. Normally, any ICA consideration is a given when evaluating any person's endeavor to collect people or information involving the need of an epiphany, especially if money is involved. Since I am not, nor have been a U.S. government agent, nor have been in military service, I examine the friendlies operating within the space where both the people and information can be located, especially if the people and information are within the sovereign territory of a foreign nation, to whom the people and information might be considered privilege. As clearly such collections within the United States, secrecy privileges exist. Reflectively, a U.S. SAP classification system exists citing legal claim over the people who might compromise such information. Thus, the expected problematic legal entanglements following anyone receiving privileged documents. To steal is a crime. To purchase such materials is a conspiracy anywhere in the world. Whereas to investigate is a human right. Therefore, the question to the FBI and the Senate Select Committee for Intelligence when the impression of Christopher Steele's involvement arises 7 years later, called the Steele dossier on Donald Trump, still has one unanswered question. Why Steele? More in focus of why and who selected Mr. Steele's services as an unwitting pawn to either a Russian election influence campaign or knowledgeable contributor in service to other political agendas, like Black Bear, or maybe even knew of the Stuxnet blackballed cyber op virus. God only knows. Only a true public accountancy might explain the reason for Mr. Steele and his first deputy's sudden MI6 departure. Money, like the FBI's $1 million kind offered for his value dossier, or just subject to DC's unrelentless enigmatic crossfire. As for departures, with certainty anyone revealed in IC business holding responsibility for once clandestine operations as a secret agent, before advancing into decision-maker role such as Mr. Steele, needs a real transition plan. And a lot of money, or a huge financial backer. This reasons for the personal security cost once provided by the governmental employer and realizes if such persons desiring to sell prior intelligence information gathered or packages has an entire division of people at CIA who investigate every single business deal of the departing head of any allied intelligence service. Previously having access or involvement with U.S. SAP classified materials. Thus, a good number of years follows any departure of applying one's previous governmental skill set to the collection of information useful to private interest concerns allowed to be sold lawfully. Hence, the British Security Act makes it unlawful for such individuals, like Mr. Steele, to be considered as a source for intelligence, whereas all arrangements must be a business enterprise. This means no eleemosynary type of legal defenses. The FBI has been recently revealed as having Mr. Steele as a confidential human source, or CHS, starting suddenly in 2013. Why was Steele considered as a CHS by the FBI in 2013? Obviously, he must have been paid. Mr. Steele's early 2009 MI6 departure required Orbis to develop some noteworthy business opportunities. Mr. Trump hadn't made any announcement of being a presidential candidate in 2013, as Mr. Trump's business empire expanded into media groups, such as The Apprentice and Miss Universe in 2013 in Russia. Alleged causality for the Steele dossier. Only the FBI knows the answer as to why Mr. Steele needed to be classified as a CHS in 2013. Whereas the British Foreign Surveillance Directorate must have known Mr. Steele was being paid by someone in order not to be in violation of British law as a source, remains a pictureless puzzle. I would like to believe Mr. Steele had contributed to the United States national defense as an advisor against terrorism. But clearly on NSA's radar screen when associating with claimed Russian sources fame support for his dossier? If not, why not? Was Steele's CHS designation in association to the 2013 appointment of FBI Director Comey and Susan Rice, Obama National Security Advisor? Was Mr. Steele's CHS designation in response to my letter written to Eric Holder in 2013, or consideration for proven loyalties to Obama's cronies, whom I believe caused Mr. Steele's divergence in late 2008, and resulted being caught up in crossfire between the two huge governmental interests? By a United States citizen travel plans once challenged. When anyone quits a high-level intelligence community career position before having achieved 20 years of service, especially as distinguished as head of MI6 Russian House Desk Office, normally only three possibilities exist. Was one of the two kinds pains known inflicted by a foreign or domestic influence involved? Or did some kind of life-changing reality occur? From facing cancer with only months to live, or your ship coming in with a boatload of gold? Or was it the inability to be part of a precious lie to resolve? To define one's own version of the truth. Some truths can be very frightening. It was a Joseph Stalin reflection point of Tucholsky's fictional narrative. The war? I cannot find it to be so bad. The death of one man, this is a catastrophe. Hundreds of thousands of deaths. This is a statistic. Conversely, I believe it was Winston Churchill who said, "Some truths are so precious, they must be surrounded by a bodyguard of lies." Of something now resulting in only three realities. The first one has resulted in a world on the brink of a nuclear exchange over Ukraine, whereas the second is the designed for martial law implementation, to conceal the truth of Stuxnet cyber virus use in the least, and or the degree of Russian participation in the 2008 election. God forbid anyone be held accountable for the greatest fraud in human history, of who crashed the markets and why. The third possibility is to be continued.